This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus numbers are going the wrong way in Colorado. Hospitals are now caring for 1,200 COVID-19 patients. Positive cases went up 17% last week. CU's Dr. John Samet worries more trouble is ahead if the state doesn't see things improve before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it would be really another challenge if our curve was not turning down and we superimposed all the travel and mixing.
Governor Polis says he expects Colorado will need to take more emergency steps to deal with limited hospital capacity and a high number of COVID patients. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Polis says unless there's a reversal of trends in the next few days, the state will request a FEMA medical surge team from the federal government. And he says the state could also activate crisis standards to triage patient care. He says the trouble is driven by the 80% of coronavirus patients who are unvaccinated.
You know, we'd have maybe 100, 200, 300 people in our hospitals instead of 1,200 people in our hospitals, which strains our capacity.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are as high as they've been in nearly a year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The governor is calling on lawmakers to make big investments in air quality. That's after the Front Range had a record-breaking summer for air pollution. The nearly half-billion-dollar package is one part of the governor's proposed budget for the next fiscal year. It includes plans for electric school buses and free bus and train rides along the Front Range during the summer ozone season. Lawmakers will work out a final budget during next year's legislative session. It is Election Day in Colorado. Voters can go to the polls or leave their completed ballot at a drop box until 7 o'clock tonight. Colorado allows same-day registration and voting, so residents who want to participate but don't already have a ballot can go to a vote center today. There are three statewide measures on the ballot, as well as many local issues and races. CPR's election guide with a lot of helpful information is at cpr.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.